In today's halacha, we're going to discuss a matter of current events. The Rebbe's perspective on the Israeli Independence Day of Yom Ha'atzmaut. The Israeli Independence Day is a great matter of debate amongst many different sects and segments of Jewry. Some people shunning, some people celebrating. We are trying to clarify in today's class, specifically the Rebbe's opinion with regards how one should look at it, and thus how us as Chassidim should look at this day in the Jewish history. In a letter that was addressed to an educator in Kfar Chabad in the year 1955, the Rebbe answered the following query. The Rebbe was asked by this educator, how are they in their educational institution in Kfar Chabad to relate to the students regarding the 5th of Iyar, the Israeli Day of Independence? Should they mention anything? Should they just ignore it? Should anything be said about it, etc.? The Rebbe's reply was the following in that letter. The letter is printed in Igros Kodesh, Chelek Yud Aleph, page 85. The Rebbe answered this individual. In truth, a great miracle occurred on this day, or during this time, which saved the lives of thousands of Jews in a most miraculous manner, in which Hashem gave many into the hands of the few. The Rebbe then goes on to state that in light of the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that every matter a Jew hears or sees in Avedas Hashem is a lesson in Avedas Hashem, he must seek from it and learn from it how to add strength to spiritual service. The same applies over here in this case, that we have to use the occurrences that occurred during this time, that all the Jews of Eretz Yisrael were saved from being smitten by the Arabs. So we must celebrate it by adding in strength and Avedas Hashem in matters of service of God. The Rebbe then continues. Nevertheless, we see that certain individuals act in the opposite way and use the above events to act contrary to God's will. This is a great ingratitude on their part to a most magnanimous level. It's similar to a king that showed his love to a simple, low-class, and unmannered individual. The king descended from his palace with all of his ministers, brought this man into his inner chambers, and now just imagine how we would react if we see this man who the king brought up from lowliness. If we see this man now claiming that in truth the palace is his, the chambers are his, and he will be insubordinate and not follow any of the wishes of his host, the king. Furthermore, he will try in every way possible, first thing, to expel the king from his own country, from his own kingdom, from his own palace. The Rebbe concludes the letter, the meaning behind this parable and its relation to the occurrences in Israel are well understood. From this letter, we can deduce an interesting perspective of the Rebbe. On the one hand, the Rebbe did not shun completely the date of the 5th of Iyar. The Rebbe did not state that one should ignore the date, make believe it didn't happen, or on the contrary, that something bad happened. In this letter, the Rebbe says, yes, in truth, something very miraculous happened. Hashem saved us from evil. Similar to many other miracles that happened throughout Jewish history, that Hashem saved us from evil. And if you want to do something about it, then the proper way of reacting is by using the occurrences to strengthen your belief in Hashem, your emunah, your bitachon matters in Avedas Hashem. But to use it for koichi v'aitzim yadi, to use it to celebrate independence from Hashem, chas v'shalom. So that is the exact opposite of what Hashem did for us, and it's like the Rebbe stated in the Mashal. There are two occurrences in Yechidus that we know of, that have been published, in which the Rebbe also stated his opinion during these private audiences regarding this date. In Yechidus with Rabbi Chaim Gutnik, the Rebbe stated that the people who formed the establishment of the State of Israel delayed the coming of Mashiach for 50 years. And the Rebbe explained, when the time came in 1948, when the state was established, it was an auspicious time above for the coming of Mashiach. And in place of the leaders using that auspicious time to help hasten the coming of Mashiach through fulfilling Hashem's will as brought in his Torah, the leaders of the regime debated as whether to even mention God in the state's declaration of independence. And this delayed the coming of Mashiach 50 years, in the Rebbe's words. In a separate yechidus that the Rebbe had with the Schlesinger brothers, which were the owners of the famous Schlesinger printing press, the Rebbe verified that the words Yom Atzma'ut would not be written in the calendar that Merkaz Lanyani Chinuch, the Rebbe's organization, had ordered from the brothers' printing press. This initiated a great and heated debate with the brothers who were in an audience with the Rebbe and the Rebbe. Within this debate, the Rebbe stated to the brothers that the people who established the regime in the manner that they did delayed the coming of Mashiach for tens of years. So here too, while we see that the occurrence itself of having Eretz Yisrael and being saved from the Goyim is obviously something positive, but the way people interpreted it and used it is the opposite of anything but being ungrateful to Hashem. We hope this helps clarify somewhat at least the Rebbe's perspective on Independence Day in Israel, although it doesn't touch upon the topic of Zionism and the Shita, the opinion of the Rebbein, the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Rayatz, and the Rebbe on this issue.